Proclamation number 6047 of 11th of September, 1954. God's Word Unchanging. My word remains eternally the same, for my word only ever teaches you love. My word is the emanation of my love, it is the expression of my will, it is the obvious connection between me and you. My word is the evidence of myself. And I cannot change myself eternally, which is why my word is also eternally unchanging. And wherever the human being seeks contact with me, he will hear the same word which bears witness to me, to my love, wisdom and might, to a supremely perfect being which addresses you so that you will recognize it. Whoever hears my word knows that I am present to him. He knows that the Father addresses him and that through his word he gives love and demands love. For eternal love can only ever want that which is to enter into contact with it should shape itself into love. My word can only ever stimulate an effect of love because it flows forth from me as love itself. My word is therefore the sign of my love and at the same time the sign of desire for your love. It shall lead you back to me. It shall shape you into love so that you become one with me. And therefore it cannot change eternally. But it can be reshaped by people because they have free will. It can certainly have come forth from me clearly, purely and eternally true, but be changed by adversarial influence and human activity. But then my word can no longer be spoken of either, because it is and will remain eternally unchangeable. For I myself never change. I myself am the word and therefore cannot possibly contradict myself. But it is up to you humans to check whether you are addressed by me myself or whether a speaker merely makes use of my words which he then repeats or interprets according to his nature. You humans have to check yourselves who speaks to you, and you only ever need to apply the standard to what extent the word radiates love and encourages love. You can check yourselves, for if you are of good will, if your will and your thinking is turned towards me, my word will touch you as love and awaken you to life, to activity and unselfish love. You feel the strength of my word because you are illuminated by me myself. And your nature will change into love in order to be eternally united with me, because my word will now also constantly sound to you as a sign that I am present to you. Amen.